Episode 201, New Beginnings. Hi, I'm Clinton. I've always wanted to run my own station, and now I do. Comedy Forecast. Yep, my studio is right here on the abandoned fourth floor observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers in downtown Midling Fair. Okay. So I have to rely on the residents, staff, and guests for my content, and my budget is about $4. But hey, it's a start. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com and the generosity of listener Diane. Well, hi there. For all you longtime listeners, that new intro might have thrown you a bit. Sorry about that. But welcome to the new setup. Yep, I've moved the studio out of the house and brought it here, to the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers in lovely downtown Midling Fair. Pretty cool, huh? I found out they weren't using this observation deck, mostly because it's on the fourth floor and just looks out onto a bunch of office buildings. I'll have to ask someone about that. For now, I've set up my desk right here and a microphone, and I'm going to build a recording booth too. I've already had the super secret phone line hooked up. Oh, and it looks like I have a message.
Clinton, hey, this is Christian. I'm a long-time listener. I'm not sure if you're still doing the dog ear experiment, but in a recent conference call, I said, you know what, guys? Let's just dog ear the topic and go on. And the manager said, that sounds great. Let's do that. And after a while, she said, excuse me, what does that mean exactly? So I'm not sure if it's going to take off or not, but in South Carolina, I'm trying to make it happen. Take care, man. Keep the show going. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Yes, folks, do please keep up the great work on getting our special phrase, dog ear, into the lexicon of corporate jargon. Now, for our purposes, the phrase means to put aside for now and to come back to later. But don't explain it, just use it, just like Christian did. The reaction he got is exactly the type of thing we're hoping for. But now, back to the new studio here at the Venus Arms. The great thing about this location is, because it's a residence and a hotel, a lot of the people you've heard on Comedy Forecast already live right here in the Venus Arms. Lenny Treetop, his downstairs neighbors Cindy, Derek and Rory, Jake Filbister. Am I missing anyone?
Hey, Danny Hillcrest here.
Oh yes, and Danny Hillcrest. Danny, don't you have a movie to go to for your review show?
I need to find a new theater first.
Are you trying to tell me you got banned from the AMC theater again?
No, I got in just fine. But I think the projectionist must have been drinking, or having a martini, or consuming some alcohol or something, because he started the movie at the end and was playing it backwards.
Oh, well, that's not... Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you say you were going to see The Curious Case of Benjamin Button? The movie's supposed to be that way.
Wow, this is a great new office.
No, don't change the subject.
I have to. I don't know how to change the predicate.
What?
Look at all the boxes. You sure brought a lot of stuff with you.
Actually, this isn't mine. The lady that owns the building...
Abby Fallmacher?
Yeah, she uses part of this space for storage.
Check out the big crate in front here. It's labeled T-E-A. I wonder what's inside.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe hot chocolate?
I love hot chocolate, especially when it's warm. Let's open it up and see what flavor it is. Maybe tea flavor. I'll just take this small box off the top first and then...
No, don't touch anything. That stuff isn't mine.
Hey! Look at all the windows you have.
Is your conversation switch stuck on random or something? Yes, Danny, there are lots of windows. This is an observation deck.
I love observation decks, especially the ones you can look down from. All the people look like ants. Let's see. Wow, these are some pretty big ants, and some of them really need a shave.
Danny, this observation deck is on the fourth floor.
Oh, that explains why I can see ants working in the building across the street. Huh. Ants sure love to drink Coke and surf the internet. Who knew?
Look, if you don't mind...
Hey, look at that ant. He's robbing that jewelry store.
That's nice. Wait a minute. What did you say?
Right there. See? I guess ants are all about the bling.
Oh, my goodness. It is a robbery. A real robbery. Danny, you keep an eye on what's going on. I'm calling the police.
Okay, but it's really hard, difficult to see out these windows.
Yeah, whatever. Come on, pick up, pick up.
Do you know Lloyd? He's the guy who cleans the windows around here.
Not now, Danny.
Lloyd, you've let me down. And I need to be able to see what's going on out there. Huh.
Hello? Yes, I'd like to report a robbery in progress.
There's only one sensible thing to do. I have no idea what that is, so I'll try something else.
It's happening right now at the jewelry store across from the Venus Arms on Shadywood Drive.
This tiny small box on top of the big chocolate tea crate is just the right size. I'll borrow it for a minute. Ugh. Got it.
You've got someone on the way? Great. Thank you, officer.
Hey, this is a rock. I thought it was a tiny box. But this is just perfect for what I need. Ugh.
Ah, they're shooting at us. Duck and cover. Serpentine. Stop, drop, and roll.
No, that was just me throwing a rock through the window so I can see out.
Danny, why didn't you just open the window?
I don't know. Why didn't I? Because that would have made sense. Hey, look, the police have arrived.
Good, that was quick.
Looks like they've got them.
Good.
Do you think we'll get a medal?
No, I didn't say who was calling. I don't want to get involved
in... I'll take care of that. Hey! Hey, police and robber person!
Danny.
Up here! Here at the smashed, yet closed window!
Danny, stop that.
Yeah, we're the people that called. Well, actually, Clinton did.
Danny!
Gee, that's interesting. I think the robber knows sign language.
Sign language?
Yeah, he pointed up to us and then made his hand look like a gun. What the heck does that mean?
It means we're dead.
Oh, no. I'd know if we were dead. We'd be ghosts. Like the ones up on the 12th floor.
Danny, I don't want to hear any more about the hotel today. Okay? I just want to have a nice, nervous breakdown.
Okay. So, can I do the GoDaddy ad?
No, thank you. I'll do it. Do you want to make an impact online?
Sure. We all do.
Then GoDaddy is the way to go. Daddy? GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and more. Plus, enter the Comedy Forecast code BLU7 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. Well, that's all for now. I'll talk to you next time. Right now, I want to go have that nice nervous breakdown. If you want to get in touch with the show, just send an email to comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com. Or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Theme music, Django-like, generously provided by Brian McRae. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Go there and leave us a great review.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Pickles!
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.